Om, may everything transform into bliss and excellence.
Tene dere dere ngara kaju samin len la yanja le gabo chong. Tene saman tamje la thoba dang samba dang gombe kherab gongne gongdo bede. Ta ye be simje na la penba ja chenbo chong mulan yang chapje du hyo.
To arrive here again at Kagyu Samye Ling makes me very happy. And out of this happiness, I pray for all of you that your wisdom arising from listening to, reflecting on, and meditating on the teachings of the genuine Dharma will increase and increase, and that through this you will be of great benefit to all of the limitless number of sentient beings.
Ningarang dunju tenden lo karma ba chudro pa ramzo rikpa doji khabse shute tangbo cha vare tanda yangjar tene kaju samyen len le tene kaju samyen len ge yaje chenbo khedra do na ga bo chung.
The first time I came here to Kagyu Samye Ling was in 1977. As an attendant to the 16th Karmapa, Rangjung Rigpe Dorje, and to be able to come back here once again, so many years later, and see how Dharma has flourished here and how the center has grown, this makes me very happy.
Tene leng jik de la drava drukang, boye drukang, zoyo varendo, yang de yang hidaya pare.
And yesterday I spent the day on Holy Island and saw the women's retreat and the interfaith center, and then also heard of the men's retreat that's planned for Aran Island, and all of that is also very good.
Tene hidu.
It makes the auspicious connection for the teachings of the study and practice lineages to flourish. Beginning this morning, I will explain to you a bit about the book called The Sun of Wisdom. And this is a combination of three great texts. First, the fundamental wisdom of the middle way that was composed by the protector Nagarjuna. Second, Entering the Middle Way, written by the glorious Chandrakirti. And third, the Song of Realization, called An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way, that was sung by the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa. Together, these three texts are explained together with the Heart of Wisdom Sutra and also some quotations from various other sutras and songs of the Realized Masters.
Dene song song de karche bo yi be jum chen de gombo lodub ne dene tuan ba sanje rang ni je yue ba ta ma ba su tru pe ta tam je da tra be tuan tam be den ba.
And the reason why these three texts are important, first and foremost, the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, is that its author, Nagarjuna, was prophesied by the Buddha himself. The Buddha himself said that Nagarjuna would come and be the one who would help us to dispel our clinging to to the extremes of existence and non-existence, and in this way help us to ascertain the genuine nature of reality. Nagarjuna is the one who fills this role, and therefore his writings, his teachings are very important. There are two main middle way schools who follow the Rangtong or empty of self tradition. The first is the middle way autonomy school. The middle way autonomy school refutes the notion that anything could truly exist and asserts that the true nature of reality is emptiness. It refutes all conceptual fabrications and asserts that the true nature of reality is beyond conceptual fabrication. The consequence school, the middle way consequence school, on the other hand, refutes true existence but does not assert emptiness from its own side. It refutes all conceptual fabrications but does not assert the freedom from conceptual fabrications. The consequence school does not make any assertion about the true nature of reality. Both these middle way schools, the autonomy and consequence schools, find their roots in Nagarjuna's teachings. They both claim to originate from Nagarjuna, so he is the source of them both. The reason why the glorious Chandrakirti is important is for the way that he clarified and explained the view of Nagarjuna. Because Nagarjuna's logical reasonings that he presents are sometimes quite difficult to understand. That's why in India alone, there were approximately 27 different commentaries written about Nagarjuna's teachings, because they needed to be explained. And the main one who did this, the most important commentator on Nagarjuna's work, is Chandrakirti. He wrote two commentaries. One commentary explains the meaning of the fundamental wisdom of the middle way. This commentary is called Entering the Middle Way. And he wrote another commentary which explains the words, word by word, of Nagarjuna's teachings, and that's called Illuminating the Words. And all of the future proponents of the middle way consequence school take their roots in Chandrakirti's writings, mainly Entering the Middle Way. And in fact, in Tibet, when in the monastic universities the middle way was studied, then it was Chandrakirti's text, Entering the Middle Way, that people studied.
Tenyan
It wasn't only that the glorious Chandrakirti knew the words and was a scholar of the words, but he also directly realized their meaning. He was a realized Siddha who had direct experience of the true nature of reality. And as a result of that, he could perform miracles to benefit others. And his miraculous exploits are detailed. It is said that he performed 7 main miracles and countless other minor ones. But one of the main miracles he performed is explained in the following verse, which says, "The glorious Chandrakirti milked the painting of a cow, thereby sustaining the entire Sangha and reversing everyone's clinging to things as being truly existent." How miraculous! It was a time of famine, and there was nothing to eat. Chandrakirti's job was to be the shopkeeper in the monastery. And so he went to the painting of a cow, and he drew milk from it. And from the milk, they made yogurt, and they gave the milk and yogurt to all of the monks. So in a time of famine, they had something to eat. And at the same time, it reversed everyone's clinging to things as being truly existent when they saw him milk the painting of a cow. So those who follow the Mahayana and Tibetans have confidence that this in fact took place, that this really happened, that as a result of realizing emptiness directly, you can perform miracles like this. If Westerners believe it or not, I'm not sure. But in Tibet, they believe it.
Rimun pale oma yube hyota oma to tende nangza imbisena, de gelong to hyota oma de tende nangza imbisena, tomapo gelong rani and tende nangza imba, de yendo korwa tende nangza imba, go de ten denberhimba dobu lojuri.
The way that people's clinging to things as being truly existent was reversed by this miracle was that they knew that the painting of a cow was not a real cow. It was just a dependently arisen mere appearance. And from that came the dependently arisen mere appearance of the milk and the yogurt. And then if they knew that all of that was dependently arisen mere appearance, then they would also have to understand that the ones drinking this milk and yogurt couldn't be real either, but they also must be dependently arisen mere appearance. And in this way, everybody's clinging to things as being solid and truly existent was reversed.
Dine nanje jewan zo malare pe oma yanta par jebade kachin bo yin be jumjin khande re sana malare pa nge pa ton je pe ndata re nge ton je pe ndata yin be sana dine ta ngedon je pend ta tenye je song de yang kar chen bore.
And the last text included here is in this book is the song An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way by the Lord of Yogis Milarepa. And Milarepa was also a learned scholar himself. He was a learned scholar about the definitive meaning, the true nature of reality. He had direct experience of that. And so what he teaches us about that in his songs is very important.
Tene malareba tanda marba lota le dama sawo samo hyowe che do kaba che pe jiso tene dama thopte tanya londen bola phola dawa chukche chuko marku gawa chebur ja de gomba ne zongde se zong rok nang zong rok sam zong rok yan zong ni da ni shu yong su tra pe phukin ye mara be ye la so ba la dba ja de che che lu che la de ne sanga dorje thek be lo je zalong thek le drama ta de de dorje chang ga gomba tho pare de se na de ne mla re be song kar chim bure.
The Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, had to put himself through great hardship in order just to receive the teachings from his master, Marpa the translator. And after he had done that and received the teachings in a complete and perfect way, then he first went to a cave near where Marpa lived called Tanya Lungten Phuk, and he meditated there for 11 months, day and night, with a butter lamp on top of his head so he wouldn't fall over. And then from there he went and spent his whole life meditating in caves in the mountains. He meditated in 6 outer fortresses, 6 inner fortresses, 6 secret fortresses, and 2 other fortresses. He meditated in 4 well-known caves and 4 not-so-well-known caves. Spent his entire life in meditation, and through that gained direct realization of the true nature of reality. And not only that, but according to the Vajrayana tradition, he perfectly purified his nadi, prana, and bindu, and so that in one lifetime and in one body, he attained the state of Vajradhara in union. He attained the state of perfect enlightenment. And because he did that, then what he teaches us about the true nature of reality is important for us to consider.
Then Drembatsa Yunduba Drote, Chutamje Pechala Tamuguba, Lamsan Dorjin Gordo Song Chokba, Den Rabo Songore. Then Gomzachembo Marve.
When one, it is said, is freed from the knot in one's throat chakra, when that knot in one's throat chakra becomes untied, then Vajra songs about the true nature of reality can spontaneously flow without having to look at any texts or study anything. They just come out naturally. And that's the power that Milarepa had. Isn't that amazing?
Deyang, Dambu, Kanzak Dami, Tsor Tende, Kanzak Dami, Tode, Tene, Chujidami, Togubada, Chujidami, Gentado, Saja Chembo, Semjanello, Saja Chembo, Yembar, Tamba, Reba Sanje Chabla, Sumbe Tene, Sungurtang. No danger, Loman was on the Songor Town. Then, Danda Trasimolo Sombe, Tamba Nede, his our pay, Tamba Chonga, Donje Tamba Juni de Tamba Nede, the Semzan Jetava than Tumbar, Gunji Harji Yeba, then the Semzan Jetava than Temple and Temple Songor Town. Then, Jomo Traki Tereman Chingala, Sumba Danda. Oma yanta ba joba. Toji cha tsubu ranju tajurda tumba. Meji cha ni tsikje kakhe de ni yendong da sakin duan tumba songbare. Oma yanta ba joba dang. Dene yendong da tumba taba tongba yehi dang. Dene saja chebo rangang ka songkor so. Songkor sanje ma cha ba. Hajang mangbo yeba nang ni. So tanta here the Oma Yanta Bajoba here. Kainsena, then Gombo Lord of Jetsava here at the Colo Parpe Gombare, Malare Pesong, then Colo Parpe Gomba, the Tumbare, this and the Malare Pagombate, Oma Yanta Bajobate, Cartimore.
Milarepa sang many songs about the view and the different stages of the view. So for example, he sang a song to the shepherd boy, who later became known as Repa Sanjay Kyap, called Identifying a Capable Student. And in this song, Milarepa describes how first one meditates on the selflessness of the individual, and then meditates on the emptiness of phenomena, and finally realizes that the ultimate emptiness of phenomena is the true nature of mind, Mahamudra. And then he sang a song to the crag demoness called The 27 Cases of Dissolution, which explains the view of the mind-only school, because it describes how the base consciousness is the wellspring for all the appearances of perceived and perceiver. And then to the five noble lady Tseringma sisters, the five Tseringma goddesses, Milarepa sang the song An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. And this song begins by describing the views of the Middle Way autonomy and consequence schools. And then at the end, there's the final paragraph, which is about the view of the Shentong, or empty of other, but it's mainly about the autonomy and consequence schools, the Rongtong view. And then Milarepa sang a song on a different occasion called The Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition, which explains how the view of the true nature of reality is original wisdom that is empty of stain, that is empty of conceptual fabrication. That's the view of the Shentong. And then Milarepa also sang many songs about Mahamudra. So from among these different songs about the stages of the view, then the one we'll be looking at the most is The Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way, because it's about the views that came from Nagarjuna's teachings, the views that explain the meaning of the Buddha's teachings in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the Prajnaparamita Sutras. This is the basis that Nagarjuna explained, and Milarepa explains it further in his song. So we'll look at his song in connection with the Buddha's teachings and Nagarjuna's teachings. Since Milarepa had this great realization, and since he combined that with love and compassion, then he was able to connect with other sentient beings in an incredible way and lead them on the path of Dharma. For example, once there came across his path, running across his path, a very frightened deer. And Milarepa sang the deer a song, and the deer's fear was pacified, and it developed faith in Milarepa, and it sat down at his feet. And then there came a very angry dog who was chasing the deer. And Milarepa sang the dog a song, and out of his compassion, and the dog's anger dissolved, and the dog began to cry, and it sat down at Milarepa's feet. And then there came the hunter, whose name was Chirawa Gumbo Dorje, who was very angry to begin with, and he got even angrier when he saw his dog sitting next to this deer, and he was going to shoot an arrow at Milarepa, but Milarepa sang another song to the hunter, and the hunter dropped his bow and arrow and became Milarepa's student. So this shows the unique power of Milarepa to lead those to be tamed along the path and to help them give rise to faith. It came out of his realization of emptiness and his love and his compassion. Milarepa also had the power to recognize, to identify his great students wherever they might be, even if he had never met them before, and give them blessing. And this is made clear from the events of the life of Dakpo Rinpoche, the Lord Gampopa.
Tene kardenje loma yena yang samsa lokta da tetsun je segere kardenje loma la lokta da tetsun je bekapso zendur je zendur da nebe dogban je ba rechong ben namda le zongare zongana yere.
Milarepa was also able to help his greatest students who still sometimes gave rise to wrong views about Milarepa and had doubts and had behavior problems, like Rechungpa. And the way that Milarepa helped Rechungpa was through the display of a series of miracles to help him correct his mistaken views and eliminate his doubts.
Tene Rechungpa kola Rechung yare kota changgur jo korso mangbu yoba le tene changgur jo korte zumtur da neba zumtur mangbu tene zumtur je tene chang maja paja tor chang maja paja nani chang taba je chang gala jo ne tene chang ga te ke chang chang so la paru do ga te te songore tela ji so tene malare pe songor so te tene toma ro che do ngo te pe da nga yin ba malaranga turba yin par song ba songor je re te lo cha ga cha je dang gre je.
Milarepa displayed many miracles to Rechungpa, like the miracle of the yak horn. And another one was the miracle of the wild asses. And what happened in this event was that Rechungpa was walking along. He was sent by Milarepa to get some water. And in a very barren place in the mountains, all of a sudden, he saw a wild ass from out of nowhere. And then, not only that, but this wild ass gave birth to another wild ass. And then there were two dancing around. And then the second one gave birth to a third one. And the third one gave birth to a fourth, and on, until there were 100 wild asses that were prancing around these barren rocks. And not only that, but then one of the wild asses, one of the best ones, turned into a wolf and chased all the other wild asses away off the mountain. And Rechungpa had no idea what was happening until he got back and Milarepa explained to him that these were Milarepa's own emanations who were demonstrating to Rechungpa that the manifold variety of appearances all has one taste. And if you can recognize the true nature of one disturbing emotion, you have a remedy that can self-liberate all of the other disturbing emotions. Just like this, when one ass became a big wolf and chased all the other asses away, that's what Milarepa was teaching. And Milarepa taught Rechungpa the meaning of these miracles that he had witnessed in a song that the translator will now sing for you. Hey, listen up, Rechungpa, on this untamed red mountain range. This is no place for wild asses. Then that whole flock just appeared instantly. That was unborn one taste, Dharma Datu, unimpededly appearing to be many. Then you saw one ass become a big wolf and chase the other asses from the range. When you know the true nature of one klesha, you've got a remedy that works on everything. You can chase away all the other kleshas and cross the pass of subject-object duality. This was how emanations of Milarepa gave a teaching to Rechung Dorje Drakpa, pointing out to him reality's true nature. They pointed out the essence of reality.
Nyomomba chek ne lok to na ne lok tok ba te nyomong te nyem bo re te na yi nyomong da nam tok ne lok to na de ne nyem bo jor re.
This is a song about how the manifold variety of appearances just have one taste, and if we can just recognize the true nature of one klesha, one disturbing emotion, then we know the true nature of them all, and they all can be self-liberated.
Te yin to tene re chong bala jam chong mang bo tong le ten ben na ni che cha che pa wong su som che su de ya bo yer ko lo cha ba ke ya bo dang ge yang ji dang ge cha che bo
de kan de tang go ge da mang And there was another time that Milarepa performed a miracle to Rechungpa called the miracle of the boulder, the big boulder at the steep mountain pass. And this is also a song that the translator acts out very well, so now he'll act it out for you. This is the big boulder at the steep mountain pass. The ones going up banging on the right, and the ones coming down, bang it on the left. If you hit it with 100 hammers, it would not break. If you lit 100 fires under it, it would not melt. But if you want to knead it like dough, you knead it like this. If you want to pour it like water, you pour it like this. If you want to squish in it like mud, you squish in it like this. And if you want to shoot it like an arrow, you shoot it like this.
What they thought about Zunter than Neva, then Zunter Neva than Denba in Bosano, then Oma Young Dabajabati Young Chick.
And since Milarepa had such miraculous power to be able to do amazing things like this, then his song, An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way, is important for us to consider.
And
then from among the sutras that the Buddha taught in the second turning, the Heart of Wisdom Sutra is concise but very profound, and it's one that throughout the Mahayana world people recite over and over again, and so that's why it is also included in this book.
And
since the connections between these three great texts and the Heart of Wisdom Sutra are explained in the Sun of Wisdom, then it helps to make the other ones clear. One explanation helps to make the other text clear, and when the other texts are explained, that helps to make the first one clear, so it's all mutually reinforcing our understanding. Because if you understand the meaning of one of these great texts, then understanding the meaning of the others will be easy. In general, it's not easy to gain certainty in emptiness. And so the point of these, all of these texts and the sutras is to help us do that. And if based on these three great texts and the sutras, then we can gain certainty in emptiness, then our certainty will have great power. The opening homage of the fundamental wisdom of the middle way reads, I prostrate to the one who teaches that whatever is dependently arisen does not arise, does not cease, is not permanent, is not extinct, does not come, does not go, and is neither one thing nor different things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the supreme of all who speak, who completely dissolves all fabrications and teaches peace. And if you don't have the book, then you should please write this down. So I'll read it again slowly. I prostrate to the one who teaches that whatever is dependently arisen does not arise, does not cease, is not permanent, is not extinct, does not come, does not go, and is neither one thing nor different things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the supreme of all who speak, who completely dissolves all fabrications and teaches peace. Everybody got that? So let's recite it together.
I prostrate to the one who teaches that whatever is dependently arisen does not arise, does not cease, is not permanent, is not extinct, does not come, does not go, and is neither one thing nor different things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the supreme of all who speak, who completely dissolves all fabrications and teaches peace.
Dene tsike de donba dzobe sanje la san sargub jumchen denbare. Jumchen de kare se na ton tamb denba tongba nye de jenga len deba. Takje len deba, rong len deba, jikten toma so, drupen ta tamje da drabe, ton tambe denba, denba imbe seno, dene namba sanje ba tamje je, damga tenchur je, tenchur la samde, tomba sanje la sanchar kubri sombare.
This verse is an homage to the Buddha, a prostration to the Buddha that explains the reasons why we who follow the Buddha's teachings prostrate to him. And the reason, the main reason, is that the Buddha teaches about the true nature of reality and how it is that the true nature of reality transcends arising and cessation. How it transcends there being anything permanent or anything that is extinct. How it transcends there being any coming or any going. How it transcends there being either one thing or different things. In short, how the true nature of reality lies beyond any concept of what it might be, and therefore all conceptual fabrications, all projections are at peace. They all dissolve. Since the Buddha is the one who explains to us how the true nature of reality is like that, then for all who follow the Buddhist teachings, he is worthy of prostration. Because all of the Buddha's instructions and advice, the point of them all is to help us to realize this ourselves.
Tintomba sanje la san sarchor de mandaba mangbo yeb nangni danda tsawa hirab je san sarchor de dene yakhiri samba yo kanyin se na dandan denba tondan be denba tuba thamje de tarba tembe yen den ji go ne san sarbe se na san sarchor de yakhiri den te tsje de yang yang ni yang don don ya bodo bola yang hirab ning bu ngwen den 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 gre.
There are many different styles of paying homage to the Buddha, but this one really explains about how the Buddha teaches the true nature of reality beyond concept. And so I think this prostration is the best of them all. So you should recite it yourselves many times. In Tibet as well, when the Heart of Wisdom Sutra was recited, then first people would recite this verse. So let's recite it again two more times.
I prostrate to the one who teaches that whatever is dependently arisen does not arise, does not cease, is not permanent, is not extinct, does not come, does not go, and is neither one thing nor different things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the supreme of all who speak, who completely dissolves all fabrications and teaches peace. I prostrate to the one who teaches whatever is dependently arisen does not arise, does not cease, is not permanent, is not extinct, does not come, does not go, and is neither one thing nor different things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the supreme of all who speak, who completely dissolves all fabrication, teaches peace.
Tene malare pe reba sanje chablo sumbe sungur jungo yun chuju yang tedan tembare. Dame ngonsum tobal lama la daja gosum kube sorwande. Dada dag jinjo loma nam dame ne lo tobar sinje lo dange yoni tembe tukji song songre. Den gombo lojob je tsaba kirep jen chuju dan rabore. Dame ngonsum tobal lama la sumbre.
When Milarepa sings his song to Repa Sanje Kyap that I mentioned earlier, identifying a capable student, then Milarepa also offers a similar prostration, similar homage to his own Lama that Nagarjuna offers to the Buddha here. And in this song, Milarepa sings to the guru who has realized basic selflessness. I prostrate in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea and everything that idea's feeding on. So here Milarepa offers his prostration to his guru for having realized directly selflessness that is the basic nature of reality.
Tene marpa danda malare pe marpa lo tse tenyi dame ngon sum to tope tene mpapa yinpe se no danda san zargi sowa tapare.
Milarepa recognizes that Marpa is a noble being who has directly realized selflessness, and it is for this reason that he is worthy of prostration.
Dene dame betungun sum do tona dene topa poti poinam pakpare moinam pama zigre dame ngun sum do ma to bakapso dene sosu chebo zigre.
When one directly realizes selflessness, then if one is a man, then is one is called Pakpa in Tibetan. If one is a woman, then one is called Pagma. Doesn't matter. One is a noble being. If one has not realized selflessness directly yet, then one is not a noble being, one is still an ordinary individual.
Dene dame be tuenda de tangbo simchi ju tu manyung, ko manyung, tangbo tu gogondo. Tangbo ma tu na samya yomare, tangbo dame be ton tu. Tu ba tsamji ngiki che gomare, dene dame be jumchen la samno yangni yangdo tangna, dene rembe rembe ngiki tenbo che gire. Dame beton ngeki tembo china, tene dame jeton don dame beton gomna, tene danda toturi.
How does the process of realization work? What do we need to do to gain this realization? Well, first, as an ordinary sentient being, we need to listen to teachings about selflessness that we never heard before. If we don't listen to these teachings and have some idea about them, then there's nothing to reflect on. So we need some basis for our reflection and analysis That involves listening to the teachings about selflessness that we never considered up until that point. Once we hear these teachings that we didn't ever hear before, the next step is to gain certainty in them. And that requires our own analysis and reflection. So we need to think about these teachings again and again, analyze them again and again, until we have certainty in selflessness. And then the next step, once we have this certainty, is to cultivate that certainty in meditation. And by cultivating that certainty in meditation more and more, eventually our meditation transforms into direct experience of the true nature of reality. About this, the Lord Gampopa, Dakpo Rinpoche, said, if you combine listening, reflecting, and meditating, then your practice of the genuine Dharma will never go wrong. So we need to see how to bring these three activities together, listening, reflecting, and meditating. The reason we need to combine them is that if we only listened and reflected, but never meditated, then our knowledge would never transform into meditative experience. It would never go deep. But on the other hand, if we try to meditate without listening and reflecting, then we have no idea what we're meditating about. We don't have any certainty in what it is that we're meditating on. And that's why Dakpo Rinpoche said to combine these three activities of listening, reflecting, and meditating is what makes one's practice of the genuine Dharma unerring.
Dine karma basamba ramzong durji sakhi milan leja lore tupe mehi dibli tur mena sambe tetsum mena chum gonzong uje ne luk chigin sar shirab som je nawa je bar hyo som bar shirab som je nawa de nyambo nyambo je kuk.
The way that the third Karmapa, Rangjung Dorje, expressed it in his aspiration prayer of Mahamudra is as follows. Listening to scriptures and reasonings frees one from the darkness of ignorance. Contemplating the pith instructions vanquishes all doubt. Meditation's light illuminates the true nature just as it is. May the brilliance of the three kinds of wisdom increase. So following this, we need to make our own three kinds of wisdom get brighter and brighter together.
Thanks.
Now please take down Milarepa's supplication. It would be good if we sang this together. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in awe with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come. That we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip. That keeps our skandhas free of ego idea. Everybody got that? So I'll sing it once and then we can sing it together. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip, that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip, that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea.
De sorban de chon de chepar chen re mlare pe da tang da ki jin jo lo ma na da mi ne lo to ba sin ji lo song ra da che po ma yin ba da ki jin jo ko lo ma na ja da mi to par sin ji lo so so ba ta ba re sorban de chot de chepar pa ba yo.
This is an extraordinary supplication that Milarepa makes, because Milarepa makes it not only for himself, but for all his students to come. Please bless me and all my students to come, that all of us can realize selflessness that is the true nature of reality.
Dag Jesus Chokwa, Dadan Derva Yabo Yabatu, Daminello Toguro. Daminello Tona Dene Dongaletro.
This is a wonderful way to supplicate, and it's one that you should all recite many times because it's a prayer. May I realize selflessness, but if I just realize it alone, then that's not of benefit. I pray that all who come after me, that all who I'm related to, have any connection with, also that we all may also realize selflessness. Because once we realize selflessness and are free from the belief that the self, I, me, truly exists, then there's no more suffering.
Kamsum korbe nanzor da nezor hiba de karchembore. Korbe nanzor da nezor tembala malarebe sungur. Emma kamsum korbe chu migi na wang on sarche sungore. Tsikambanere de karchembore.
In general, when one studies the Dharma and puts it into practice, The distinction one has to know is between the way things appear and their true nature, the way they really are. And this applies to our experience, whatever it might be, in the three realms of samsara. And about this, Milarepa sings a wonderful two lines that you should please write down. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara. While not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. So I'll sing it once and then we'll sing it together three times. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing.
Kamsum korvachu, kamsum korvade, mla yendo, don tambar, yandaba nelo do me yendo, tender conjobdo, tender nangza do nama yembe seno, then a kamsum korvade on such embodies. Anan korva donga do somba the kare. Kamsum korva nandon yemi mlantabung on such embo yenaya, then bari hena donga nazum berbeseno. Then, but he embedded Jim Chin Latin de Dongan Perversen and Corva Donga do Sombore. Corva Nello Nantor Nantor Munen on such embore. Madame Jamantabre, yeah.
Nantor
Tang Nettle. Nettle, 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 Nettle,
Nettle,
Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle, Nettle,
Emma is an expression of amazement, wonder. Well, what is it that's amazing? Everything in samsara. The three realms of samsara are incredible. Why? Because they don't exist at the same time they appear. That something could not be there at the same time it appears is incredible. And to understand how that could be, the true nature of things, we need to think of the example of a dream. A dream, when you know you're dreaming, then everything that appears in that dream doesn't exist at the same time it appears. So all of the appearances we experience are like dream appearances, dependently arisen mere appearances. And that is the union of the way things appear and the way they really are. The way that they appear is their appearance, their true nature is emptiness, and so all appearances are the union of appearance and emptiness. That's amazing. So what about the explanations of samsara being of the nature of suffering? What about that? Well, those teachings that samsara is suffering are about when someone experiences samsara and believes that the way that things appear is truly existent, believes that the appearances one experiences are real. But if you don't do that, and you know that all appearances don't exist at the same time they appear, then samsara is not suffering. Samsara is amazing.
Then tumbe malala jana malango ma hite denbar hino me chigre chue chigre dradan tebe donga yongre ni dan tebe donga yongre donga donga mandaba na cho ba zu ka wa yongre malango hino denbar hinbe namdo mebe seta denbar hinbe namdo hibe se na malango hino tene ngo tharba yore tene ka khe nam kalam porto gre me ge chige mare Chui chige mare, mei nane zimu zi togre, chui nane jar jane, chui wonen ro togre. Tene tanda, hienkhamdo kake, yabu hino, rujur hino, hienkhamdo ro togre, lama da jar togre, che dole chuji keji hie togre. Tendra wote, ngomsa chenpo de, nandong yinmi yinbe jumzin je, tene ngom hino, ngomsa chenpo yore. Tene ngomsa chenpo de, ngomdo sebe serdo, Dorje tepe lola, malanje nanjur gomba tang. Malang ngohi de turje seya la sopa tesu, dine ngohi pe nama, ngomsarje nama, nandong ye me la, pechu tang vichetri.
It's just like the difference in a dream between when you don't know you're dreaming and when you know you're dreaming. When you don't know you're dreaming and you take dream appearances to be truly existent, then you can suffer a lot in a dream. You can be burned by fire. You can be carried away by a river of water. You meet people you don't like. You're separated from the people you like. You can have all different kinds of experiences of suffering. But on the other hand, if you dream and know you're dreaming, then none of that is suffering at all. You can sit in the middle of fire and not get burned. You can dive underwater in the middle of a rushing river and not get carried away. And you can develop power over these appearances. You can fly in the sky. You can dance in a fire. You can do all different kinds of things. And this is precisely what the training in the Vajrayana of what is called dream yoga is about. Because you train in developing your ability to emanate and transform. And when you can master that to a certain degree, then if you recognize you're dreaming, you can even travel to a pure realm. And you can meet your Dharma friends there, and you can receive teachings from your Lama there. You can do all kinds of things. You can use these appearances, which are actually appearance and emptiness, in a wonderful way. And it's based on recognizing their true nature. So the only difference between experiencing appearances as suffering or experiencing them as wonderful is knowing their true nature to be appearance and emptiness.
Sama tabi hingasu jana chula chubar shosumbare. 데 말람 데 야보레 나서 체레는 가거도 간가 내 메는 가거도 나나 갈래가부도 데네 단절 좀 물렸던데 대체 론조 라가거도 간가 대체 론조 라가거도 현에 현간을 찌는 가거도 현간을 찌는야 데네 주로서도 냠도 줄로존세나 세지존나 하자 야보라와 어 최냠도 세바 말람레 Tene chue nyam do se te ta thakpa chenpe lo la yendong drogo ura. Yendong ma drom na, ro ma drom na thakpa chenpe chue la, tene thakpa chenpo wa yabu chak. Tene tanda yendong drogo manlam re. Ti se na manlam de yabu re, den do yagare nga chue.
And as we end our teaching today, then we should close with an aspiration prayer that Milarepa himself sang. If you'd like to write it down. May we live long.
Live long. Kidding. May we live long.
And be free of illness.
Nemeba. Nemejeng.
Enjoy freedom. Great resources. And happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm.
Pure realm, 天干了.
May we always practice Dharma. And benefit beings.
Then Chudoso, Chudoso, Tendaya, Chun Yambose, Tosangos on Yambose, Shanganda Chinaya, Tosangos on Yambose, Jona, Yabomarve.
This is a great prayer because it gives us everything we want. First, everybody would like to live a long life, so it's an aspiration to live long. And then when you're living long, nobody wants to be sick, so it's an aspiration to be healthy, to be free of illness. And not only that, but during this life to enjoy freedom and great resources and happiness. And after we die in this life, then to be born in the pure realm, not alone, but together with our Dharma brothers and sisters, our Dharma friends, and to always practice Dharma and to benefit beings. The last part is what makes it a Mahayana prayer, because if we don't benefit beings, then we're not very good Mahayana practitioners, are we? So we make the aspiration to be of benefit to others. And this is not just for the next life, but in this life too. May we, together with our Dharma friends, practice listening to, reflecting on, and meditating on the teachings of the Dharma and be of benefit to others in this life and in all lives to come. Isn't that a great prayer? So now I'll sing it once and then we can sing it together a few times. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always
is practiced, Dhamma and benefit beings. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dhamma and benefit beings.
Okay.